The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Jared Schofield is an assistant coach at Port Adelaide Power. They went down to the Tigers by 7 points. I'd be bitterly disappointed with that. Jared, welcome to the show.
Go, guys. How you going?
Scoey.
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Just tell us about your thoughts. It was a game that certainly you were capable of winning. You had your chances to do it, but unfortunately weren't able to close it out.
Yeah, another close one that gone away. And, when you have 19 inside 50s in the fourth quarter, I think it was. And, we couldn't take a mark inside our fourth 50, probably hurts. But, yeah, look, I think at the end of the day, we gave Richmond exactly how they played. And we weren't able to sort of probably execute, what we wanted to do in the game. And, yeah, look, a game that got away from us.
So there's been a lot of discussion throughout the pre-season about you want to move the ball quicker and you get it in there quicker. Clearly, there's also a composure element. Did you think, on review, was it going in too quick or were you disappointed with the effort of the forwards once it went in there?
Oh, look, probably a combination of both. We felt probably some of the efforts maybe in the marking contest late in the game would have helped. We definitely had numbers at the fall of the ball. And, yeah, look, it's one of those things, you look back and you reflect on. We reviewed that today. But, yeah, look, we definitely want to try and move the ball be a bit bolder in that space. And, yeah, look, there were times when we got it right and times when obviously we got it wrong. But we've got to make sure we get that connection right moving forward against West Coast.
Yeah. Your tackle count, was the lowest for the year. Dropped to 39. Any reasons there?
Well, once again, we're not accepting those numbers. So it was inconsistent throughout the game. And when you're playing against a side like Richmond that really hunts and really looks to play that surge mentality type game, you got to make sure you stay on them. And, when you're minus, I think it was minus 16 comparison to them, I was only having 39 tackles for the game. It's not a good look.
I wouldn't say you've faded in the last quarters, the last two games, but you've certainly lost in the last 10 minutes of those last two quarters. Is there something to look at there? I don't know, whether it be concentration or technique or I mean, do you get numbers behind the ball now, Jared? Are you able to do that? I mean, I know the 666 is in, but talk us through maybe the last 10 or 15 minutes of the last two games where you've just lost. The other teams just snatched it from you.
Yeah, look, I think they've two different types of games. The one, obviously, because it's fresh in our minds from the weekend, as I said before at the start, you have 19 inside 50s and they take 9 intercept marks. I think in that last quarter, that probably says we got enough of the ball.
Yep.
We just didn't execute it. And when you're trying to play a certain way you give Richmond an opportunity that do want to play that sort of surge off the contest, well, you can leave yourself exposed. But at the end of the day, we had enough ball going forward to execute, and we couldn't finish it off. But we definitely gave ourselves opportunities.
Yep.
So I wouldn't say that we faded. If anything, we were going strong at the end.
Mm. One of the areas of the game I thought you might have a decided advantage was in the ruck. Yeah, you've had a really good ruck combination, pretty much up against Nan Curvis, a one-man band. I know Noah Bolter was okay as the backup. Did you get the advantage you thought you might against the Tigers in that area?
Yeah, well, look, sometimes, yourself playing the game, is that, having ruck advantage doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get ground level advantage. My look on the game was that our guys at ground level were inconsistent with their compliance and some of their work. So it probably, falls back on the ruckman in terms of how that looks for them. But I just thought our guys at ground level could have been a little bit better in that space. But look, Nan Curvis was fantastic, and they're definitely teams over the last 2 weeks. Obviously, Martin and Nan Curvis are definitely putting their homework into our two boys.
Mm.
We've got some work to do. We're coming up against West Coast. We've got the two ruckmen, and obviously know Scotty Lyson very well. I probably would say that our guys at ground level probably need to be more consistent in their approach.
Just, Jared, for our listeners, when you talk about your compliance wasn't quite where it should be, just explain that to people that mightn't quite understand.
Oh, look, I'm not going to go into detail. All it is all the inconsistencies of what we're about, not only in your role, but also our structure. And if you're inconsistent, you're going to get inconsistent output. And unfortunately, we allowed Richmond to do what they wanted to do, and we've got to make sure that we get back to what we did in the first couple of rounds, the first sort of three rounds of football.
Again, Boakey and Rocky with numbers is quite good. Ollie's form is building. That mix in the midfield, you're happy with it at the moment?
Yeah, look, he stepped up again, and he's only going to get better week in, week out. Bokey continued his form. Yeah, look, Rock got a lot of numbers. We're going to make sure that they're productive numbers as well. So, yeah, it's good that our senior guys are building some synergy. We're rolling a few players through there. He said Bokey's in really good form at the moment, and we need to make sure he continues on that because he's a real barometer for us.
How did the coach's box see the double goal to Lynch?
Oh, look, it's one of those things that I suppose is a little bit out of your control. I didn't take too much notice of that at the time. I was looking behind play, so I didn't really actually know what was going on there at the stage. But, look, it's just one of those things that we leave that to the umpires.
Yeah, fair dinkum, they were terrible. Hey, Scoey, thanks for your time. All the best. West Coast in Perth, Good Friday. Be an absolute cracker.
No, thanks, guys. Cheers.
And there we go. Jared Schofield, he's the midfield coach at Port Adelaide.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.